Okay, so let's continue from yesterday. So we have, so we have the question is that it's saying is everyone agrees that on Shmina on Shavuos you need la Hashem. I'm sorry, you need Lacham, right? In order to show that this day is Noach of Kubal, is acceptable for the because of the Kabbalah Torah. So the question is, what kind of idea is that? What kind of idea is that? And also, Tosu says that Rabbi Elazar holds this not from a pasuk but from a svara. And since he holds it in pasuk, not from a svara, but not from a pasuk, so therefore you can't say Simchas Yontif is mitzvah, such that you could prove that if Tchom isn't docha a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, it shouldn't be docha the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Tosu says that he learns it from a svara, not from a kra. And since it's learned not only from Svara, therefore you can't say it's a mitzvah, and therefore you can't compare it to Karban Pesach. But the question is, who cares if he learns it out from a kra or from a svara? Either way, he learns it out. Like Gemara sometimes says, it's kra lamali, a svara hi. What do you need a pasuk? It's a svara. So svara is great. What's wrong with the svara? So how Tosos is explaining this, it's only a svara. What do you mean only a svara? Right? Okay, so I was thinking, I'm not sure about this, but I was thinking that that maybe he means, see, what he doesn't mean is he doesn't mean that the Yikdush of Yom of Shavuos is different than the Yikdush Yom of any other Yontif. Because it's not. It's a Yontif. And Yontif is Yontif. And Matzeres Tehillachem and Matzeres Hashem HaKeachah, the Pasuk, there's no Pesukim in any way which differentiate between these different things. That's what he says. Lav Mikra means there's no real difference in Yikdush Yom between the two. And just like on all the other, intrinsically, he holds the same Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem option. On Shavuos, he holds an every other Yontif. Intrinsically, there's no differentiation. Right? But he just said Rebbe Elazar is coming in with a Svara. And his Svara is that it would be wrong for a person to just like, to so to speak, to fast or to have no Simcha on Shavuos. Or it's appropriate that a person should have some simcha on Shavuos. Okay, that he shouldn't, even if you're doing the Kul Hashem option, in which case intrinsically there's no chayev, there's no halacha that you have to have a seudah. But he holds as a separate thing misvara that since Shavuos is a day of a matan Torah, so it's appropriate for the people of Torah, the Tamei Chacham or whatever, to illustrate the idea, to demonstrate to people that Kabbalah Torah is something which is a source of great simcha. And certain times, for instance, your average religion people look at it as like a compromise. It's like you'll give up on this world because you'll get the next world. Right? Matt, you disappeared? Mm-hmm. Okay. There? Okay. Fine. So your average person, your average religion looks at religion as a compromise. You give up of this world in order to get the next world. Right? But that's not the way Torah is. Torah, on the contrary, is a simcha in this world. Is the greatest life in this world. And that's what it means. It's Noach u'makubal. Kabbalah's a Torah is something which is a source of great happiness for us. Not just because God gives us stuff or because we'll get the world to come. But intrinsically, we're so happy that we have it. It gives a person the greatest life. So in a day, and that's important for people to know about Torah. So on a day of Kabbalah's a Torah, if you have, so to speak, all the greatest chacham immersed in the abstract world of learning, so it's very nice for them, but the Am, it looks as if Kabbalah's Torah isn't exciting. It doesn't have an impact. It's not simcha. It's just kind of a thing that we have to do. It looks as if they're being religious because they have to, or it doesn't look exciting. So, Baharos, it's important to show the Am, to show the people, that Matan Torah is on the contrary, it's a great just joy. We're very happy to have the Torah, and it's on. It would be wrong for the Balei, the Chachamim of the Dor, to just sit and be involved in Lashem on the all day. Is at least to show. That's all you see. This guy, whoever it was, for his family, he told them, prepare me special stuff. On Shavuos. And this, he said, look, if not for Torah, if not for this day, then I wouldn't have, I would have just been a regular Yosef, like anyone else in the street. So there's an idea on Shavuos, is it seems like it's a Svara. See, I don't think he's saying it's just like, it's a difference in the Kedushas Hayom. I think he's saying it's like a separate idea, a separate halacha, that on Shavuos, one should demonstrate the, since it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah, it's a theme in Shavuos, the Kabbalah Satorah, one should demonstrate the pleasantness, or the joy, in keeping Torah. And the joy, the way to demonstrate means something which is manifest and visible to the people. So therefore they have to be involved in Simcha. In a manifest way. So even though intrinsically for them Lashem is really the greatest thing, but they have to show people it's the day of Matan Torah. It's mechayev of them to demonstrate this idea, and that's what I think it means. It's a svara. It's not like like I don't even know if it's like a halachic thing or it's more of like, I mean, it could be a halacha, but it's based upon the idea of what Shavuos is about, and it's like a kiyum in the yom of Zman Matan Torah Zeinu. You know, it's not a halacha in the Kedushas Hayom of Yantaf or whatever. That's what he's saying. So you can't really say, that Simchas Yantaf is a mitzvah even. It's not like the mitzvah of Simchas Yantaf. It's not an ordinary halachic thing. It's like a super added halacha of demonstrating something to the people. So it's not like you can't say, it doesn't factor into the system of Yantaf. That you will, what's a docha? You be docha yantav because of this thing. This is like it's a svara. It's just a svara that it's appropriate. It's not like a, I don't even know. It's like a halacha. It's an idea. It's a concept about Shavuos. It's true about Shavuos, and it's appropriate for someone who understands the Torah to do. So, but it's not like the part of the halachic system of Shavuos and dechia, and whether you can push aside Yisr Tchum for the thing. It's like, that's I think what he means is that it's not from a pasuk. It doesn't even factor into the halachic structure of Yantaf and the mitzvahs and the isurim, and it's a super added idea that there's like an idea that it's important to show people about a certain idea about Yehadus, about Torah. And Shavuos is like brings to mind that idea, and it's an appropriate time to do that. It's like, for instance, he doesn't say that he agrees that you're chayev to do lachem on Shavuos. He's like, ba'ina nami lachem, like it needs it. I'm saying it's not in the halachic system. It's a different, it's like an extrinsic idea. And that's what I think tells me. If you just mean svara in the ordinary sense of svara, so then it's a normal halacha, and then you're right, then who cares? Ba'amalaniz, that's halacha, you're chayev to chasyotev. Well, he's not saying that. He says there's no chiyuv of Simchas Yantav. Simchas Yantav Rosh Hashanah. He's just saying is that that's intrinsically Simchas Yantav Rosh Hashanah. But it's like accidentally, it would be wrong to do that. It would be wrong to just totally ignore the Simcha because there's an idea of showing the people a certain idea. But it's like a kiyum in the concept of Shavuos. It's not in the halachic structure of Shavuos. And a Simchas Yantav, and it doesn't factor into Dechiyas. I don't know, I feel like there's some sort of a middle line between saying is this is pure philosophy and it being like an ordinary halacha. I'm not sure exactly what that category is, but I'm sensing it's like, it's not the halachic structure of Yantav and Simchas Yantav and Nesuri Yantav, and it's like an idea in Kabbalah Satorah. An idea in that since it's Zman Mandar Seinu, like Kabbalah Satorah, it's like, so to speak, it's a chiyuv on the Gedolei Yisrael or on the Talmid Chavim to show people good ideas about Torah, and this is just like an instance of that. But it's not Simchas Yantav. It's not really Simchas Yantav. See, in Simchas Yantav, it's a kiyum in Yantav, right? It's a kiyum in the Yom. It's like a mitzvah to make this Yom. Here, no, the Yom is an Isra Malacha, and the Yom is an Isra Malacha, and there's no mitzvah in the Yom of Simcha. It's a totally separate thing of showing people the idea that the Torah is a system that people enjoy. And it practically, the time to do that is on Yontif. But it has nothing to do with Yontif. It's just like it's a general idea that the Baalei Masorah have to properly represent what Torah is about. And this is an instance of that. But you can't say that. That's not like a specific Tzuras HaMitzvah that like you could push aside Yisurim. It's a general idea. Their role is teaching people the ideas of the Torah, is mechayev them to make certain demonstrations at certain times. But it's not a svara. It's not a structured halachic idea. Now we have the harder part. I think it's harder. I don't really know, but I just have some thoughts about it. But then he says, "Is everyone agrees about Shabbos that you need lachem?" Because it says, "V'kars lo Shabbos onik, onik Shabbos," right? And then he says, "Everyone agrees on Purim you need lachem." Because it says, "You made mishnah v'simcha." So the question is what kind of things are these? Right? But what does it have anything to do with this? We're not talking about Shabbos, and we're not talking about the Purim. There's no Chatzi L'Shem and Chatzi L'Chem, and this whole discussion is Shabbos is a different discussion. Does Rabbi Shua say Chatzi Chatzi on Shabbos? There's no idea like that. And if they say Shabbos is cool L'Shem, Yom Shukul cool Shabbos Vnucha. I think Shabbos is like cool L'Shem. But there's only Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is a different day. I mean, how do they bring that into this discussion? These are discussions about, and Purim, what does Purim mean to do with it? Why would I think not? Like, what's the shaychas of Shabbos and Purim to this discussion altogether? Good point. So Matt says that if you'd want to say, like Tosa is saying, that this idea by Shavuos is really just a svara. But here you see these are halachic things. There's Onik Shabbos, Mei Meshav Simcha. So it doesn't seem to be in the same spirit of the halacha, of that halacha either. It seems like a totally different context, different type of halacha. Okay, so I'm thinking is that it may be like in Rabbi Elazar, there's something very interesting about Rabbi Elazar's Shita of Kula and Kula, which is that basically there's two ideas. There's Lashem, which is the idea of Lashem Alakayinoka, Lufne Hashem, and Atzerasti Alasarasham Alakacha is a day which is totally Lashem. And then there's a day which is, and then there's Lachem. And they're each fulfilled through a different group of people. The Talmidei Chachamim are involved in Lashem, right on Yantav. Totally Lashem, basically. And the masses are involved in totally Lachem. And like, you know, for instance, the Gemara quotes a story of a Shita, I forget who it was. He used to fast, right? He used to fast every day, except for these 3 days of the year. Right? Marbury the Ravina. So it could be like he was just involved in, essentially he was involved in Torah and in learning and in Tshuva. So like there's something about Rabbi Lazar, you may interpret Rabbi Lazar's, there's a way you could interpret Rabbi Lazar's position is that so to speak, the Torah isn't mechayev the Chtamid HaChamim in Simcha. That would be so to speak wrong. Or the Torah is against being mechayev Tamid Chacham and Simcha, and just involving a mitzvah to be involved in the physical. Okay, in other words, there's our ideas about Simcha and the physical, but that's for the masses. Tamid Chacham are essentially, they're involved in Torah, and if they want, they could learn Torah all the time, and therefore even on Yontif, where there's mitzvah Simcha is Yontif Rishos, Torah is not like you could interpret, Rabbi Elazar's idea is like, that the Torah isn't mechayev the Tamid Chacham in Simcha, in a physical Simcha. Torah, as long as Yontif is an institution, and it's a good idea for some people, but as long as Rosh Hashanah, which means if a person wants to sit and learn all day, the Torah is not going to stop. The mitzvah of Simcha Yontif is the halacha of Atzeres Tialachem is not stop a guy from being involved in Torah all day long. There's an idea of Simcha Yontif of Lachem. Okay, so the An does that, but not Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham are involved in Talmud Torah. Right, they're involved in Lashem. And I'm not sure if there's something to that or not, whether there is an idea like that in Rabbi Elazar or not. But what this Gemara is saying is that don't think that that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah is never mechayev in Lachem for Chacham. You know, that there aren't chayuvim of Lachem. For instance, in the Shavuos, They can't just sit and learn all day. They have to go and show people that this is a day which is Noach HaMekubal, which is an important day, right? Which is a day which is acceptable for them. And on Shabbos, the Torah set up that I don't care how much you love learning, but you have to be involved in Oneg. Because all Shabbos Oneg. There's a chiv of Oneg. Even if you want to learn, it doesn't matter. You have to set up Shabbos as a day of Oneg. For whatever idea, you have to do that. And on Purim, Purim is a day where you have to party. You have to have a Yom Mishva Simcha. You have to feast. You can't just say, I'm a frum guy, and I'm very into learning Torah, and I don't want to have a party. I don't want to have a feast. It's beneath my my nature. You can't say that. The Torah is Mechayev and Lacham. So the Rebbe Elazar, and his Rebbe Elazar is not saying that, and this is what Rebbe Elazar is clarifying, he's not saying that the Torah is not Mechayev, Tamei Dechamim, and Lacham. He's just saying that there's chatzi lach, there's two ideas. There's lachem and lashem, and there, those two ideas are established one through the masses and one through the tamei lacham. So tamei lacham are lashem, but it's not that the Torah would not be mechayev the chamim and lachem. The Torah does do that at times. Everyone agrees. For instance, on Shabbos, for instance on Purim, for instance on Shavuos, that you got to be involved in lachem. It's just that he holds that since there's two ideas and two qualities of the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, so therefore these two qualities are set up, one through the Tamei Dechamim and one through the masses, and therefore they're going to be doing Lachem, they're going to be doing Lashem. But there, he's not saying that there's no such thing as the lachams, and he's showing you there are instances. There are instances where the Torah says the Talmud Chacham and Tamei Chacham have to stop their learning and be involved in the physical. You know, and he's citing a few of them. For instance, on Purim. So Purim is in theory the mitzvah is to get drunk, right? So you could see a person saying, "It's look, I don't do that kind of thing. I learn Torah. I'm a person of intellect. I'm a thinker, and I'm not going to drink. I don't do that, right?" Say a person could say, I don't chillant and only Shabbos at the really it's not for me. Wine, drinking, it's not for me. But it's not true. For instance, there's Pesumei Nisa on Purim. You have to be publicized as a miracle, and the miracle involved a big feast and a party, and the Jews had a big festivity day with drinking and everything, and therefore we're mefarsing that. We publicize that through our Mishnah V'Simcha. So a guy, you have no right to say it's beneath my dignity. I mean, it may be beneath your personal, if you're just dealing with your own personal perfection, forgetting about anything else in the whole system, just, look, you want to be involved in learning. But there's a system here. And the system is you have to be involved in Kiddush Hashem and Pirsa Manes. So part of the system demands that you have to demonstrate the miracle, show people about the miracle, and that involves, in this case, partying. And on Shavuos, it involves showing people about the Chag HaShavuos. You can't say, hey, look, I'd rather be learning. It's very nice you'd rather be learning, but you have an option. You mean on Shabbos. Karasol Shabbos Oneg. You can't say, I don't want to. I'm not in the mood, I'd rather be learning now. You have to have Shal Shudas. Maybe you'd rather not do Shal Shudas. Maybe you'd rather just sit and learn. But there's a mitzvah. Karasol Shabbos Oneg. You have to be involved in reflecting the nature of Yom HaShabbos as Yom HaVoneg. So let's move on to the next thing we'll take up. The next thing is a little more halachic, I guess. But basically the pasuk says, "Lechu ichlu mashmanim v'shesu mamtakim." Go out and eat good foods and drink sweet drinks, and she'll send a gift le'inachalna. So that he who does not have prepared for him. Right? Ki kadosh yom ladoneinu. Because this is the day, it's kadosh l'Hashem. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, ma'ila inachon lo? What does it mean for someone who does not have prepared for him? This is a Gemara in Tezvavim and Beitza. Get back to Beitza. So it says, Amar of Chista, l'mishalo inyach erit ha'shilin. So that's what it means. What does it mean, who doesn't have prepared for him? It means for someone who didn't place an erit ha'shilin. So since he didn't place an erit ha'shilin, he can't cook on Yanta for Shabbos. So what it's saying is you should send gifts for the person who doesn't have prepared for him, who didn't place an erit ha'shilin. Right? Ika d'amri, the Gemara says different girsa, says Misha during the Lashon, says Misha lo hayalo lahaniyat erit ha'shilin. someone who didn't have food to place an Erev Tav Shilin. Okay, what's the deduction?
That you can't be Yotzei an Erev Tav Shilin with someone else if you could perform one yourself.
Aval mi shelo yelo l'niyat Erev Tav Shilin. But if someone had that to place Erev Tav Shilin, v'lo hiniyach, and he didn't, poshayahu. He's a poshayah. He's negligent. And you shouldn't share food with that guy. Okay, you shouldn't use that guy. You shouldn't include him. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shelo yolo l'niach, kigon sh'avda lo aveda me'erev yontif. U'mechazer kol yom achra. So for instance, what? Rashi, the second white line. He says, for instance, someone who lost a lost object. Where am I? I'm in Beitza. So someone who lost a lost object in Erev Yontif, and he was searching along all day long to find it. Okay, so he couldn't place an Erev Shilin. So it doesn't only mean if he didn't have food to place it, but it can mean he wasn't able to do it. So he wasn't able to do it. So then it's saying is you should include him. But if he was able to do it, so then you don't place it for him. Okay. So this gets us into a sugya about whether you could include other people in your Erev Tav Shilin. Because what does it mean when it says you send gifts to them? Does it mean that you just send them food? Or does it mean that somehow you allow them to cook? Right, because what would you think? If someone didn't place an Erev Tav Shilin, wouldn't you need to send them food? Just let them use your hook into your Erev Tav Shilin. So this gets to the question about hooking into another person's Erev Tav Shilin. And under what conditions could somebody join up with your Erev Tav Shilin? Or what conditions can a person, is that not an option? Okay. So, give me a second here. So in order to really take up this machlokas, I think we have to get into, the Rishonim talk a lot about this, Balamar on this, I think it's Iran. But we have to, let's talk about, let's do the Gemara, and there's Gemara in Tazayinim Beis. Okay, and it talks about placing Erev Tav Shilin for somebody else. Okay, and the Gemara is Tazayinim Beis and Beitza. I'm jumping. It's, I guess, the beginning of the line, maybe 10, 15
sorry,
lines.
Which
Tess Zion, I'm a base. Okay. So it's like 10, 15 lines from the top. It starts at the beginning of the line. Amar Ravuna. Okay. Amar Ravuna Amarav. Erev Tav Shilin Tzrichin Das. An Erev Tav Shilin needs Das. You need Das for an Erev Tav Shilin. What does that mean? You have to be intelligent? No. So Rashi says, Sheyedu Shelashem Kach Nasu. You must know that it was placed for an Erev Tav Shilin. Okay? So what does that mean? Okay? So the Gemara says, Pshita Das Mein Yach Meinan. Obviously, the person who places it must have Das what it's for, right? What else? How else would it work? I mean, you have to put, if you place an Erev Tav Shilin, you must know it's an Erev Tav Shilin. But das mi shehinicho lo ba'inon, o lo ba'inon. What about das of the person who was placed for? Does the person who was placed for have to know about the Erev Tav Shilin, or is that not necessary? Okay, Rashi. It says shetrichin das sheyedu shoshen kach nasu v'rav huna lo pirish. Das me. He doesn't explain who's das. Umavarshin la anan, and we explain it. Vamrina and havvadei pshita lan. It's pasha to us. Dechi amar Ravuna tzrichin das. When Ravuna says you need das, daito demeiniach mi abai. It means that it certainly need the das of the one who placed it. The ihu adif, because he's more important. Shosehu l'shem kach, because he's doing it for this purpose. Mihu mi abai lan das mi sheinicho letzarka. What about the das of he who is placed for him? Kigon daso zel tzarach avero. If someone person does it for his friend, klum tzarach shiim lach bo tchilo laso solpev. Does he first have to ask him to do it by his mouth? You know, do it for him. Or do you say that's not necessary? Because if I place him as a shilin, the Gemara, the Rashi is saying, the Gemara is saying, definitely I must know what I'm doing. I must know I'm placing it for an Erev Tav Shilin. Right? But what about the other guy, the guy who I'm placing it for? Is it necessary or is it not necessary? Oops, lost him. So it Tashma. Okay, so do you need that das, or do you not? Does the guy who's being placed for need das or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma de'avod Shmuel ma'arei v'kulan arda. Revami v'rasi ma'arei v'kulan tveria. So you see these rabbonim placed an Erev for the whole town. For the whole town. So therefore what? So what does that indicate?
You don't need das.
Because how can you place it for the whole town? I mean, you should only do it for people who know about it. But you see, you place it for the whole town? Right? Okay. So the saying is, you don't need das. Okay. Now, one second. I think there's a Rambam here. Uh-oh. Sammy?
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Pound 5-1?
Uh-oh. Star 5-1 or pound 5-1?
Maybe 5-1.
Oh, 5-1 pound? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You want to call again? And I'll just pick up right away? Hello? Oh, it's still there. So it's still back here. Yeah. Hello? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. Okay. So how would it work to do Erev Tashlim without Das? I mean, he doesn't know about it? So how is it going to work? I mean, doesn't he have to know about it? How could he not know about it? What does that even mean? Right, I mean, so are you just cooking? Right, how could you cook if you don't even know if you have an Erev Tashlim? Right? Like, what does that mean? If I don't know about it and I cook, am I over by accident? You know? Do you say where I am?
I was like, but it's asking about a case where do you have to have a specific person in mind, and they know that you're making tefillin for them.
When do they have to know?
Or is it you have like one person who makes an Erev Tefillin that says anyone who can't make an Erev Tefillin can be Yotze with this Erev Tashon.
Okay, but if they don't know that they place it for them, then how are they going to use it?
That's my point. They're asking, can you make one in that case where people don't know about it?
But how are they going to use it if they don't know about it?
People assume that there is going to be one.
Based on what? How do they assume that I do it? I mean, if they assume, then they know in advance and they have Das. In the pshat here, this pshat. I mean, I think that the pshat is that it means, of course, they have to know about it before they cook. I mean, if you don't know you have an Erev Tashlim, you're not allowed to cook. But it means that you have to have das when he places it. Right? When he places it, you have to have das. Right? Is it necessary to have das before you place it? Or you say, no, As long as you have das, as long as you know about it when you cook, it's sufficient. Doesn't matter if you could place it beforehand. Let's say the Rav could place it on Erev Yontif, and then in shul that night he'll make an announcement, hey, everybody should know I placed an Erev for you. Is that good, or you have to know about it before you place it? And I think that's what Rashi says. It says, Daito, it's at the very end, he says, Klum tsar shimach b'tchila l'asos alpiv. Do you have to ask beforehand to make it for him? And it'll be made for him. Okay. Yeah, okay, so that, I'd like to define that. What's that question? Okay. What's the question about whether you need it? How does this work, that you place an Erev Tashem for somebody else? And what's the question about whether you need das or you don't need das? Okay, another thing I'd like to look at is, you have to look at it, but Gemara Ne'erevin on Pei, it wants to know, how do I place an Erev for somebody else? Do I just say, he's my buddy in an Erev? So the Gemara says, the Gemara Ne'erevin says, basically, it has to be through some sort of monetary kenyan, that I have to be Kona, or Mazaka, do some sort of kenyan for that guy in my Erev. Okay, and it's a question whether it's necessary by Erev Chatzeros, and the question whether it's necessary by Erev Tzoma. So what I'd like to do is, I'd like to try to look into that. Okay, try to define that. So you can look at it as an Erevin Payam and Aleph. Okay, you can see the Gemara there, but I want to define that question also. Okay, and then I think we'll be ready to move on to do some. These are related. These are all related stuff. It's the mechanism by which you place an Erev for somebody else. And if you look at the Rambam's on placing, he references it all these sugyas. Okay, so I guess we'll try to pick up on that tomorrow.